I forgot to push one to start recording. So now we start now.
Okay. I was telling, said that the Safians are from Philadelphia originally,
mm-hmm.
and their son-in-law has taken over the store. But anyway, the way they are neighbors and were introduced to us as
mm-hmm.
people from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And last December when we had the art exhibit, you know, the
mm-hmm.
exhibit here for people in the community who
mm-hmm.
do
artwork.
Any artwork, mm-hmm. sculpture, painting, so
mm-hmm.
forth. She had a display of her needlepoint, which was extremely beautifully done. Big
wow.
things, you know, magnificently framed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my watercolors, and so, you know.
So you both liked each other's
stuff. She took pictures
stuff.
Of, I didn't tell you. Dad took some pictures, but she took pictures, and then she called on me to give me the picture, you know, that she took of
mm-hmm.
my work with me. And, you know, as you meet one another at different meetings and so on, became friendly. We went to the opera together. She
mm-hmm.
she and her husband had opera series with us to the Miami Opera.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd have dinner together, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
go to the opera. And that's how we got to really know one another.
Nice.
And then they came over to our place and saw more of my paintings, and they were discussing the situation with their grandson
mm-hmm.
and showed your father a letter about, you know, that he had written to them when she was ill.
Mm-hmm.
She had had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And how he had gone when she had the surgery, he came to visit with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then sent that to ask for records, you know, of
right.
his accomplishments and so on. And then, you know, the rest of the story is that he wrote this letter of recommendation
right.
and for him, and you saw
right.
that because we were at your house at the time.
Right, that's right.
And so recently, just the other day, she called and asked if she could speak to Dad because she got a letter from the young man, and he was a little despondent
yeah.
because he got his 3 rejections.
Right, right.
And then he got a letter from Penn saying
right.
that they would maybe reconsider him for an interview in January,
mm-hmm.
and that was his only hope. You know, so.
Although he still has more outstanding applications that he hasn't heard about yet.
Yeah, but it didn't, he's not too happy about that. I think he goes to Tufts.
Yeah.
And I think he was still waiting for either Tufts or Duke. I don't know if Tufts has a medical school or not. I really don't
Duke
know.
Duke does.
Duke, yeah.
Sure.
So
Duke is very good.
Mm-hmm. So he still hasn't heard from Duke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else he hasn't heard from. Anyway, the grandparents are going on a cruise this week and
mm-hmm.
for a week or so, and then we'll get together when they come back.
Right.
So
right.
I saw the grandfather last night and
mm-hmm.
said I mentioned it to you and hope that maybe something can
be
said in his behalf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I wanted to discuss a sort of scandal, and I don't care if it's publicized.
Yeah.
Yesterday I got a bill from Boca Community Hospital, where I never had gone, that I was an outpatient, and the bill on the 27th of October, and I had the bone marrow done on the 26th in the doctor's office at a different hospital.
Right.
And that it was $1,147
oh
of change and $276 for the doctor.
Oh,
I never stepped foot in that facility. We called, and they have the records all mixed up. They have some of the charges that, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield paid after
right.
Medicare. And we have records of the bone marrow being $93, you know.
Right.
But then we got this thing.
So what'd you do?
And that we owe, as a result, they got a few, you know, some of the money because of Medicare from the other.
Right.
So they said I owe almost $1,000.
Oh, my God.
So your father called, and they're all mixed up. They don't know what the hell they're doing there. And that's not the first time they've done that.
I hate hospital billing.
So I'm going to call the investigative reporter
uh-huh.
if we don't get satisfaction, and I'm going to give it to the newspaper and give copies of my Medicare and Blue Cross payments
right.
and billing. And I'm going to let them... I hope to write a letter to the administrator of the hospital
yeah.
because, you know, I took Flory for a mammogram
mm-hmm.
a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and after she filled out the papers, they said it hasn't been a year and it's too soon and she'd have to pay for it.
Mm.
So they said, she said, well, I won't take it. And I took her home,
mm-hmm.
okay? She got a bill saying that she took the mammogram with 75 plus 35 for reading.
Right.
There was no mammogram done.
Right.
So they do this too often, but how they got my name mixed up with somebody else, obviously,
yeah.
but they're too stupid to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I was furious yesterday. I was like incensed. I didn't need this kind of headache. You know?
Yeah. Well, they usually do get straightened out.
Not this hospital. According to my cousin, I spoke to my cousin.
Really?
She said Norman went through it a whole year before he arranged it. So
some systems are really bad.
Yeah, they send it to, whatever they send their records to Orlando, a billing service, and they may mix them up, you know. You know what I mean? Confuse them.
It's happened to me a number of times with
Hub.
Yeah,
for that kind of money?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I may be laughing a little bit, but I am infuriated because a person who's not well or is being treated doesn't need that on top of
it. That's right. It's really
horrible.
These
people, you get the feeling that they want to fleece the government as much as they possibly can before the thing comes down on them, you know. It's very upsetting, very upsetting. Or they have incompetence working and they really ought to know better.
Right.
In fact, today in the local newspaper, there was a letter to the editor saying that the doctors at this particular hospital that I'm talking about and the hospital itself and the volunteers are great, but the nursing staff, there are some who are competent, but too many of them.
Really
are not.
Bad.
And really running the zoo, they say. So,
well, not a place you want to be.
No, but yet that had a marvelous reputation at one time. So now it's the fact who they're hiring.
Yeah.
And the administrator is probably not doing his job or her job or whatever.
That's right. So all the systems are screwed
up. Yeah, it's like the underlings are running the show.
Yeah.
So the least important people are doing the worst damage to the place.
Yeah.
It had a marvelous reputation. That's where my aunt was treated all the time.
What's the name of it?
It's Boca Community Hospital. Might as well be on record.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my gripe for the day. And it's too bad that I have to feel that way because it's absolutely magnificent here today.
Well, let go of it. See if you can let go of it. It'll get worked out.
Yeah, I suppose eventually.
It does.
But it does. I don't need this aggravation and this stress.
I know.
And the big story is the shock of all. I got a call from my cousin Myrna today.
No, really?
Who is always into herself.
Yeah.
And she called to say she heard from my aunt.
Right.
That I had some problem, and she wanted to see if I was okay.
Oh.
And she talked. Of course, she got into her own thing about the house and the new house that she wanted to buy, its back house, and living in Parkland, which is like a country, and how she hasn't sold her house, and, you know, Christmas time, she won't sell it.
Right, right.
And her husband, who's a physician, is working overtime, you know, to make money, seeing so many patients. He's exhausted, and their new dog wakes him up at 4 o'clock.
Oh, poor baby.
And she's not going to take him out for a walk, so her husband has to get up. And then he has to go to his office and treat all these patients. And now everybody's back down in Florida, so the hospitals are loaded.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
I'm really, really concerned about her and her dogs.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you didn't see this. I forget what his name is, Poo Poo or something. You haven't seen my dog. I said, I saw your first dog with the jewel collar.
God.
funny.
She's too much. At least she called you. That's a step
yes,
in the right
direction.
Yes,
I was really very surprised, very surprised. I think my aunt is after her. So to be more of a human being, you know, think about somebody else.
Aunt Eva has a good influence on people.
Yeah, well, she tries.
Yeah.
But she's the only real contact that Myrna has. She has nobody.
Right.
You know, her mother and father are dead. Her brother is, she don't really get on, although he lives, where does he live now? In Texas, I think, again. So, you know, she has no other brothers and sisters. And
right. You'd think she wouldn't want to isolate herself.
She thinks she would be in touch
herself.
With her cousins, huh?
Yeah, right.
So, anyway. She made the effort, and I will give her a call one day.
Good.
So what's with you, sweetie? Tell me.
What's with me?
Getting packed?
Not packing exactly, but we're planning what we're bringing very well.
Uh-huh.
And Bob has to get a new pair of shoes, which we'll get this weekend. I have everything I need. You know, I have my beautiful new coat. I got myself on sale a hat, a black hat, that's very comfortable and malleable, but very cool looking.
Good.
And,
well, you look good in hats.
Oh, at the doorman are telling me, oh my, we love your hat. You look so great in that hat, and they won't stop. And one of them said to me, you know who you remind me of in that hat? You remind me of Blossom on TV.
Blossom.
Blossom is a young girl in a TV sitcom.
Oh.
He said, it's on now. I don't ever watch it. But anyway, he said, why aren't you wearing your Blossom hat?
No, but the hat that Carl bought for you, it's
oh, I love
it was
that.
Also stunning.
Yeah, that's a dress-up hat.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a
regular
casual
hat.
Yeah,
yeah, warming hat, huh?
Kind of,
yeah.
Not real warm.
You know, I have that gift for Bob, and I have to put the top.
I forget thing. What you got.
I got that alarm clock in
oh.
four languages.
Right, that's so cool.
And I will pick up those cards if they still have them. I was looking. I haven't seen them. I have to go to the museum shop for that.
Remind me about that, too.
You said you would like some more of those postcards, the art postcards?
Yeah, or note cards.
Well, note cards I can get anywhere, but I thought I'd go to the museum shop and see if they have them this year.
Okay.
So sometime this weekend, and then I'll send out whatever. Anything else that you think I should send for Carl? Or
for Carl?
You know,
well,
Carl and Carmen?
Well, I'm loaded down already.
You're
loaded. And we have clothes for Carmen, a sweater for Bob, a sweater for Carl, a CD for Carl, and I bought a cool handmade pin for Carmen for Christmas,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which, and I'm bringing him the menorah.
Oh, yeah, the little one.
And some candles.
And, you know, that's good. You'll be there. Will you be there for the end? No.
No, it'll be after. But
you know,
so
I have that electric menorah. Shall I send it to you?
You can, but it's not necessary if you feel. Why don't you use it?
I have one. We have one, an Israeli one.
Oh.
And this one I got for practically nothing when they were closing out 1 year at Farmore. Remember?
Oh,
I
sure. Okay.
Yeah?
Sure, it'll be fun.
Okay, you can put it on your patio, or the window of your patio.
Mhm, that's right.
Yeah, I'll do that. We'll get the stuff together and.
I sent you a card, which you should be getting soon.
I didn't even think about getting cards out yet, but we.
No, not a Christmas card. This is just a personal card.
Oh, I see. I have. We also got a tape from our former landlord.
Right, you mentioned.
And
that.
Then he asked for. Couple of books, and what was it? Herschel, wasn't it? And we went.
Oh, you went to the shop and found a couple.
Yeah,
we
found two books,
mm-hmm,
by that author, and he was looking for an article. We have to find Nature. They didn't have it at our library,
mm-hmm,
Nature. So FAU maybe has it. But
right.
Your father's been listening to more of the tape than I have.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really a very interesting man.
Yeah.
He starts with. At 11 o'clock at night with a glass of wine, and he,
mm-hmm,
talks. He tells.
Oh, that sounds so delightful.
He talks for about an hour. So it's very, very interesting.
That's
we have
nice.
To respond. So we have to get that mailed off, too.
Right.
So when we put everything together, we'll
okay,
get.
Okay, when you do it all at once.
We'll get to the post office, and, you know, but for maybe tomorrow morning or even at town center, they have one open on the weekend. So.
Right, right.
If not, Monday, so we'll...
Yeah, no rush. I mean, Hanukkah starts the 18th, I think.
Yeah, the 17th is the first night.
Oh,
and
okay.
Uncle Stan's birthday is the 18th.
Ah, I'll send him a card.
I do have his
birthday.
Card. I have to make it out and keep it here so I know that I get it mailed. Away.
Right. I have special cards for Hanukkah for you and Leo and for Adina.
Uh-huh.
I found an airmail Hanukkah card.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, and we wrote a holiday letter this year.
Ah, how about that?
So I'll send you all that.
Good.
Plus, you know, the cards I made are a little Christmassy. They just say peace inside.
That's okay. I'd like to see one.
But should I? I'll send you one of those and your Hanukkah card.
Okay, great.
In a little envelope.
Oh, I'd like to see what it looks like.
Oh, I absolutely want to show you. They turned out really cool. I
I'm
think
sure.
you'll like them.
I'm sure. You're so creative.
It was fun. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to take another course? Or?
Well, there is no other.
Not next semester?
Not next semester. What I wanted to do was take calligraphy.
Uh-huh.
But and Temple teaches it every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And not.
What about a calligraphy book?
See, I have a calligraphy book. I should just play with it myself.
And how about the pens?
I could use some pens.
Well, why don't I get that as a gift for you?
Oh, that's a lovely
calligraphy
gift.
Calligraphy set. That's a good idea.
I have a basic black calligraphy pen that has two points on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but there are sets, you know.
Right.
you know, it doesn't have to be a gigantic set, but it's
just they're expensive, so don't get a lot. Just, you know, a couple pens would be nice, or a small, very small set. That would be lovely, because
mm-hmm.
I bought myself like a little kit that shows you basically how to do italic.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done some of it on my own. Maybe that'll be my spring project.
Yeah, well, then you can do that on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an idea. I know. Now I know.
That's a brilliant idea. And I actually thought of something for Bob, too,
yeah.
But you already have the cloth.
Well, what is it?
It might be too much, because Bob has a budding interest, Dad'll be thrilled, in opera.
Huh.
And I think he especially enjoys the Italian opera, which means Puccini and Verdi.
Rossini.
And Rossini, but probably Verdi and Puccini most.
Yeah.
But I know that CD sets of operas are very expensive.
Well, we'll see.
But if you see some good deal, that he would be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they have one, you can buy one CD with the highlights from
highlights
an opera?
Highlights from different operas, yeah.
Actually, that might be even
introduction
better.
Introduction to opera.
Because it's a kind of introduction.
Yeah, to Italian opera or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Okay, well, it's much easier to do if you get an idea what...
Yeah,
know.
It is.
That's
you
great.
Didn't get anything in the mail about your gift, did you?
About my gift? No.
Gifts.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they're probably waiting till closer to Christmas.
No, but anyway, let's see.
What else? I'll tell you about other things. We bought a couple of, at this Show of Hands place, a craft store in Antiques Row. They were selling these really beautiful ornaments, that glass ornaments painted from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
You've ever seen those?
Yeah.
They're really beautiful. So because Bob always gives Marilyn, his boss, a special gift, we got one for her, and we got one for John and Lisa,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to mail that out. And
you have to be careful with mailing it.
Very careful, but you know what? It comes in a padded wooden box.
Oh, good.
So it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an ornament for Lauren, our niece. You know those really pretty laser-cut gold ornaments that are very twinkly? And
yeah.
I found one. There's a shop called Amy on Walnut Street. You know that shop.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Full of Victorian types of things.
Yeah.
Well, she says she buys all her ornaments in February cheap. So she sells them, like, at a much lower price than anybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought her one in the shape of a carousel.
Oh, nice, nice.
And then we went to Hecht. It's this year the theme is sending ornaments to people who use them. And we found silver-plated bell ornaments, a set of three with clangers that work.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty, you know, so it's just superficial silver, but still... and it had been, the set had been $15, and we got it for $6.
Wow.
At Hecht. Hecht has been really trying to draw people in with really incredible sales.
That's the one that people want to make.
Yeah, but it looks nice. They have it up for Christmas so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overstated. It's just lovely, and they have... huge, you know, in the whole middle area.
Yeah, where the court is.
Right,
the eagle.
They put down a huge red carpet, which brings up the red in
the
ornaments,
yeah.
You know, on the trees.
Yeah.
On the, it's so pretty, and they're really getting people to go
you know,
in
you're
there.
You're doing a good job. I can visualize.
Can you?
Visualize the center court with the eagle and the
eagle.
Pipe organ. And
that's right.
Where they decorate. Yeah, I can visualize it.
Yeah, and we actually, I told you, I think, saw the Christmas show. We happened to be there one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, you said it was good.
And it was even better because they added a real tall tree
mm-hmm.
instead of a tree made of lights.
Yeah.
And the real tree lit up. And that was really pleasant. And you should see downtown this Christmas. I am so proud of this city. On last Sunday, we went to see the Brancusi, which I'd already seen once with Mimi. It's such a good exhibit. But
mm-hmm.
we used your cards again.
Good. It worked.
It worked.
Terrific.
And we're becoming members.
Uh-huh.
We just sent in our thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we came home on the 76th, which you always told me to do, and it is so easy.
It is.
It's wonderful. We pay 50 cents, and the ride then is down Market Street.
Right. You go down past Market, around City Hall.
Right.
And then you go on Kennedy Boulevard and up to the Parkway.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming back, it was almost dark, and all the lights were on. Mm-hmm. On both sides of City Hall, they have huge lights on every post.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Shaped like snowflakes.
Ah.
So when you look from City Hall East to toward our neck of the woods,
mm-hmm.
it's just this whole long flow of gorgeous lights.
You can thank the new mayor for what he's done in the last 4 years.
Oh, my God. You know they're running a free shuttle bus on Saturdays across Center City?
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Well, he's got ideas, and the people that he's hired or the people that have been elected or appointed have done a fabulous job. Not only is the city no longer in the red, but it's coming around to where it should be, where people are drawn back into
the city. They are really coming back. I see a lot of middle-class type people shopping on Saturdays
mm-hmm.
in Strawbridge's, in Hecht.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really done up the place. It looks very, very pretty.
That's great.
Yeah.
If they keep the gangs out, that'll be great.
Yeah, right.
That's the only problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have that facility with that problem here now.
I know.
They've come up from
Miami,
and they're all over the place. And then you have the young people who have become gang members. And,
right.
And all this junk.
I know. You have to be careful wherever you are.
Really? There was an article in the paper today about an 80-year-old woman who, in Boynton Beach Mall, she came with her daughter to a shop at the Boynton Beach Mall.
Right.
And the young punk went over and tried to grab her purse, and with a gun.
Ugh.
And she refused to give it to him. The thing broke. She fell. But
her
daughter
crazy.
Was with her, screamed, and a witness honked the horn, kept honking the horn.
Right.
And the kid ran away and got into a car or a truck with somebody else. But the witness got the license, and they went after him, got him. But he had a gun.
You should never say no to a person.
Well,
with
she
a
said,
gun.
I don't know what. She says, I was taken off guard. She says, I didn't know why.
Yeah.
I didn't give him the person. You know.
I think that might